There's nothing absurd with a third. It's time now for Begging for Bronze with Brendan Cowell.
Oh, the great man BC's on the line. Brendan, good afternoon.
G'day, gentlemen. Two great bronze dozzies in the studio there. How's it going? Week two of the Olympics. How's the vibe with you guys?
Vibe is strong. I've really got on board with your Begging for Bronze. Mm. Begging for Bronze at home, everywhere I go. Bronze everywhere.
Just keep begging. Yeah, that's what I thought I'd call week two of Begging for Bronze, still begging.
Yeah.
I thought that might be a nice title for it. Just to remind the listeners as we head into week two, historically Australia has won over 500 medals, but most of them are bronze.
Wow.
So instead of going for gold, striving for silver, we've decided here at SEN that it's a more suitable motto. We also are bronze dozzies, that we just admit that bronze suits us. And start the motto, Begging for Bronze. And if you have a look at the medal tally, USA, 16 bronze. Who's tied second? China and Australia tied on second with 14 bronze. Just ahead of Russia on 13 bronze. So we're looking pretty fly in the bronze department now. I don't know if you guys have noticed over the last couple of days, the track and field has started. And I'm just finding it a little kind of confronting because as we go deep into lockdown, it just kind of watching the track and field people just reminds you how fat you've got. Because you're just seeing these nimble runners getting around the track and you're thinking, do I go the Magnum again? Or do I hit a Scotch finger after lunch? So I found that a bit shocking. But I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving watching the track and field and hearing big bruises. Beautiful tones over the airways is refreshing.
Can I just say, just further to that, watching last night the athletics with my wife, and then all of a sudden I wake up and with a bag full of vegetables, etc., and powder and stuff like that, and a Nutribullet
powder
for me to bring into work after having watched that.
Yeah, well, you can't compare Olympic athletes to. Yeah. To you. Lucky she didn't put a pair of socks out there for you.
Yes.
You know what I'm
saying.
So
what she's suggesting you get on the old on the man shakes and start doing laps of the oval, is she?
Yeah, get your ass into gear basically, big fella. That's what she's saying.
Jeez, that's subtle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Christmas is on its way. We should be out of lockdown by then. So you have to start looking at your North Bondi body, Joel. Mm. These many months ahead, don't we?
We do. By the way, I will say this about our excellent program, Fletch. Mm. When our listeners and our guests like Brendan come on, they have a campaign to go with, the universe finds a way to help. So Sparty came on with watching Origin Alone.
Yep.
Right? And then all of a sudden we go into lockdown. So everyone's watching Origin Alone.
Gotcha.
Brendan. He's begging for bonds.
Bronze. And bonds, and bonds as well.
Yeah. And then what happens? The universe is most certainly helping you out. What else you got, Brendo?
Well, the Matildas have got a new motto. It's coming home, Tokyo, Heathrow, Sydney by Dubai. And they're standing between the Matildas and Yokohama in a gold medal match is the formidable opponent in Sweden. The Swedes haven't lost a match all tournament, including a 4-2 win over Australia in the group stage. Now, the coach, Tony Gustafsson, is sweating on the fitness of our lady, not Miranda Kerr, Sam Kerr, who scored against both Sweden and Great Britain. She's feeling the effect of four full games in sweltering heat, including the one that went to extra time, 9 days, oppressively hot, humid conditions. Now, the Chelsea weapon has soreness and fatigue and is allegedly feeling the pressure in Ono, Tokyo. Now, what pressure is she feeling, men? The pressure of bronze.
That's right. That's right.
That's looming on ahead. And we cannot underestimate what it's like to stare in the face of a bronze medal. So fingers crossed she turns it around tonight because there is bronze on offer in the soccer. We've got men and women playing soccer well. I mean, what kind of a country have we become when we're good at soccer?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. We've always had the wonderful crutch of being able to shit on our soccer teams and go, oh, you're not even going to bloody make it. You know, we always play some even shitter team in the qualifying match and then find out we're not even going to the Olympics. And here we are staring down the barrel of bronze. It is very unfamiliar.
It is.
But once again, bronze, it just has a mind of its own. Speaking of pressure, pressure is a privilege, said who? Novak Djokovic.
Is this about Simone Biles? Was he alluding to Simone Biles here?
No, he was making an excuse for why he lost his mind, not for the first time lightly. And I'm torn with Novak because I really like Lacoste. It's a brand I've found in my 40s. It looks good on me in London. I was rocking a lot of Lacoste. And Novak wears Lacoste. I feel like we've got a vibe, but I disagree with, you know, pretty much every footstep the man takes on earth. And I've had to block him in my phone recently. But tennis star Ash Barty, because she beat Novak without playing Novak, she played a straight bat when asked about Novak Djokovic's temper tantrum in Tokyo. He threw a racket and he lost the plot, and then he pulled out of the mixed doubles because the Serb was seeking a historic golden slam, right? Hasn't been done since Rod Laver, all four majors. And he wanted to just put a little icing on that with an Olympic gold on top of the four. This has never been done, will never be done again. So it sent him over. But what really sent him over was he was about to play Ash in the mixed doubles. What for?
Bronze.
I'm going to say bronze.
Once again, the pressure of bronze has overwhelmed people. Last night, Qatar's Mutaz Bashim, Italy's Gianmarco Tamberi, they agreed to share gold in men's high jump last night. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
I did see that. I wasn't a fan.
I'm not a fan.
I know someone was explaining to me, because they basically travel the world together, they always see each other at events, they've become quite close, but I mean, it's the Olympics.
It's metrosexual, isn't it?
Yeah, just beat it. It's either me or you, brother.
But this is the thing. Why do they get the choice? Like, it's saying that...
It's what's happened with the world. It's with the kids.
It's sporting carnivals. Gus Gould would say that high jump has gone soft.
Yeah, I agree. Guess.
There's only so many gold medals. You can't just give them two.
They get half each?
Well, you should get...
Do you want half each? Well, that's what I've kind of had to think about. Did the athletes take the motto of stronger, higher together... too literally, or is half a gold actually equal to
a bronze?
Yeah, that's
and
a fair
two
point.
The lofty leapers are actually just dead set on bronze.
Two bronze.
Stronger, higher, bronzer. I don't know. I'm just.
I thought it was
there,
it.
It did
I
feel
thought it
weird.
Was a shit go.
So did I.
Shit
it
was go.
I think they just wanted to hold each other. They seem to just want to hold each other, but it did seem on because you know what? Olympics comes around every now and again. You're not dead set going to make every one. You could claim the guy. It's you know, it seemed a bit friendly, but I think that's where the world's going. You know, pass the parcel these days. Every kid gets a prize, all that kind of stuff.
No, I wasn't with it. I know it's all well and good for the spirit of the games, but you're there. You had a chance. You had a chance to win a goal. Yeah.
Fletcher, if we entered a competition, you and I, to win $1,000, and at the end of it, they said, "Oh, would you want to keep fighting for the $1,000?" Or do you want to have $1,000 each? We'd be going, we'll just take $1,000 each.
Yeah, it doesn't really...
Doesn't add up. Anyway, how are the celebrations?
Unless
you're hearing,
it was an all up.
Have you spoken to Daryl McEnable about any celebrations happening over there in Ono, Tokyo?
Well, speaking of celebrations, multiple athletes have landed themselves in hot water and could face disciplinary action after being caught singing some piss at the Olympic Village. It's been revealed. Now, booze has been banned in the village as... alcohol has been known to distract competitors, and I just want to ask you guys if you've ever found that.
No, nothing. It enhances focus.
Yeah, not in rugby league.
No, it keeps the intensity up and focus.
Absolutely.
There's been a lot of talk. I thought you guys might want to weigh in on this. I'm just going to raise a topic really here. Is a lot of people are saying, should the NRL be in the 2032 Olympics, possibly some nines? Because the rugby's in there, basketball 3-on-3, it kind of makes you wonder, why isn't the greatest game of all in there? But then after I saw that, players drinking in the village causing controversy, how would the players go in the Olympic environment? Would they be able to control themselves around the rhythmic gymnasts, the beach volleyball players? And would the whole Olympic village have to be gaffer-taped up? The players at bay. How do you reckon the league players would go? In the Olympic,
How they would go at behaving? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
yeah. I think it would be very difficult. I think it'd be very, very difficult. So, what do you think?
Oh, I think it'd be fantastic to spice the whole thing up. I love the idea of nines. Don't you guys? I think it's got to be there in Brisbane. I mean, I don't know if Brisbane people know there's any other sport other than rugby league. They're going to be looking for it. in the Olympic Village in 2032, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. I mean, sevens, yeah. Two more.
Yeah.
Let's just add another two more. Why don't we have 11s? Hey, what about, can I just get to, because I know you've got a, you're quite a busy man, BC, but I want to get your opinion on the Mighty Sharks tonight. It's weird we're talking to you on a Monday, yeah. And we've got the Sharkies.
Yeah, mate. Well, what year was the two grand finals? Was it 78 grand final?
78, 73, I think.
78, 73. We still haven't gotten over those. I tell you what, I would feel less confident about the Sharks playing the Titans or the Bulldogs this week than I would against the Manly. We always give them a bit of a shove.
It's got a little bit about that.
You know, there's something in it. Yeah, I'm pretty confident we'll win. I think it'll be a really good game. I think Manly will be a bit rattled with everything that's happened. I feel confident when the Sharks are playing the Storm and Manly more than I do the Titans and the Bulldogs, because we seem to be able to play to your level. And against Manly tonight, if we can silence the old turbo factor, I've got a feeling, and we've got some tough centres, and I think you need tough centres.
Well, Ramien's out. Ramien's been ruled out.
Oh, is Ramien out? Oh, we're
ear
gone.
Infection. He was at Wet and Wild, got an ear infection in the pool.
Did he? He got that at Wet and Wild.
Yep. Yeah.
Jeez, he's a random creature, isn't he, Jesse Ramien? You never know what's going to happen. I once heard a horror story about somebody putting a razor blade.
Mount Druitt.
Sticking that down with bubble gum, and then I was never be able to, I could never go down any of those tubes ever again.
That was Mount Druitt Waterworks. Yeah. It was an urban myth. I asked Brandy about it.
Yep.
It was the early 80s. We heard about it coming from Bondi, and we went out there for a footy trip. It was a footy trip away.
Yep.
I was like under 10s. We went out there, and it was an urban myth.
That's
never
right.
Happened.
Never happened. Never happened.
Oh, it never happened. Because every time I go there, I go, my testicle's going to get sliced open here, and I'm trying to.
I would have had a Penrith, that reactor one.
Bloody thing about it.
Yeah, reactor one was pretty heavy in the day, but definitely not the waterworks.
Hey, we've got to go. Before we go, Brendo, have you got a question for us for the IMAR quiz? We've got the IMAR quiz looming.
The IMAR quiz tonight.
Yes.
I really do. What Sharks player? What Sharks player was nicknamed E.T.?
Okay, beautiful.
Ooh, yes.
Beautiful. Hey, we'll chat again tomorrow, Brendo.
Jonathan Docking.
See you guys. Always a pleasure. Keep begging.